It's Monday. Hope you guys are having a great day today. November 9th, 2009. This is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. We have lots of fun things planned for the night. I want to mention before we start that we do have another show that follows tonight. We haven't had that in the past. We've had time to do extra readings, but now our show will be basically signing off about 10 of. So it gives us a little less time, so we want to be more succinct. Okay? But we do have a contest tonight. We do have a topic tonight, and then we have your calls. So before we begin, I'd like to just say that for any people who are new here tonight, welcome to the show. This is every Monday night at 6:55 Pacific Time. And I am Robert Lee Camp. I'm the author of Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I'm here to demonstrate this system for you, to teach you more about it if you're reading the books, and hopefully get you excited if you're not, so that you will try them out. The thing about that's amazing about this system, and especially about my books on the system, is anybody can do it. It's very simple. Anybody can learn how to do this for themselves or for other people. So, and it's extremely accurate. You just won't find anything better. I don't care what system's out there. It just doesn't match the accuracy or the ease of use of this system. It does take some investment of time, don't get me wrong. But you can learn it. All you need to do is go get my book, Love Cards, or the book, Cards of Your Destiny. Both of those books will lead you through doing your own readings in a step-by-step manner that's very easy to follow. So to show you now, tonight is, this is November 9th. We are in Scorpio territory, blah, blah, blah. And November 9th is a Jack of Clubs. Jack of Clubs, Scorpio. And the ruling cards, because the birthday has Scorpios have two ruling cards, are both twos. We have a Two of Clubs and a Two of Spades. So even though it's a Jack of Clubs, you know that relationships are extremely important to anybody born today. It's a double two birthday. So it's very interesting. I mean, no matter what the person you see them doing on the outside, no matter what you see them doing in their life or what kind of profession they're in, know that in their personal life, relationship is prominent for them. Now, Jack of Clubs are very creative, and they're known also they can be dishonest. And twos are known to be whiners and complainers and critical of things. So, you know, it's not necessarily going to be easy to be with a Jack of Clubs. And women who are married to Jack of Clubs, who get married to a Jack of Clubs, are always surprised by just how controlling they are after you get married. They, while you're dating them, they don't seem to have that. But once you marry them, a whole bunch of rules appear for how you're supposed to be as the married partner. Very interesting. We have people like Lou Ferrigno, who was the Hulk on TV. And he actually had a couple of cameos on the Hulk movies also, if you saw him on there. Actually, a lot of people I don't really know all that well. Let's see here. We got actor Charles Robinson, director Billy August, CSI actor Robert David Hall. We have singer Donnie McClurkin, rock musician Dee Plakis of L7. We have rapper Peppa of Salt and Peppa and Scarface of Ghetto Boys. We have blues singer Suzanne Tedeschi, actor Jason Antoon, actor Eric Dane, and Nick Lachey, which is very interesting. He was married to Jessica Simpson, divorced her, and then married Vanessa Manillo. What's so interesting about that is that Vanessa Manillo and Nick Lachey are both the same birthday. They're both November 9th. So you might say they really met their match. Well, happy birthday, all of you guys. Also, Carl Sagan was born on this day. I had no idea he was a Scorpio Two of Clubs. But happy birthday to anybody who's having a birthday. And if you are, feel free to call in today and get a reading for your next year. I'll show you how the system works. I'm looking at cards. When I'm talking to you on the phone, I have your cards in front of you, of me. I type your birthday in quickly into my software program that I wrote, and I immediately see your cards displayed, and I know exactly where to look. I see every card for the year, and I can click and look at your ruling card spread, anything I want to look at so I can speak quickly and effectively. Okay, all right, we have a contest. We've been having contests, and tonight's no exception. The first few weeks, the questions were so easy that everybody got them right away. So I had to make them harder. The last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, nobody got the question, the answer. So this one should be a little easier tonight. Not too easy, I hope. We'll see. It's hard for me to tell, really. But the winner of this contest will get a free report from our software. I'll send it to you in your email. Any kind of report you want, a yearly report or a relationship report, friends and family report, business relationship report. I will even do, if you want, a yearly relationship report for you and somebody else. So, here's the contest question. And the first person who calls in and gets this wins. And if nobody that calls in gets it, the first one who emails me with the answer, the correct answer, gets it. Oh, by the way, all you guys who are emailing me the answers, and my email address is on my website, 7thunders.com. If you're emailing me your answer, you only get one shot at it, okay? I don't want to see five emails from the same person with five different guesses, okay? So I just want to say, come up with your best shot. Email it in. If you get it right and you're the first one, you'll win the prize. Okay, here's the question. Certain cards in the deck have a definite connection to a certain sun sign or planet. For example, the Ace of Spades would be called the Pluto card of the deck. You know, Pluto being the god of destruction and Ace of Spades, the card of transformation. Now, other cards are related to certain signs in the zodiac. What card, the question is, and it's two parts, there's two cards. What two cards are the Virgo card, and which card is the Virgo card, and which card is the Cancer card in the entire deck? Okay? So the question is, what card in the deck is the Virgo card of the deck, and what card in the deck is the Cancer associated with the Cancer sun sign in the whole deck? That's the contest question. So anybody who calls in and gets that first wins, or whoever emails me first, if nobody who calls in gets it, wins. Okay? Good. I'll mention that again after we take our first break. Our topic tonight is about attraction. You know, certain cards in the deck are very attracted to each other. There's sexual attraction that comes from Mars connections. If you have a strong sexual attraction for somebody, most likely there's a Mars connection there, or if they have it for you. Now, you know, Mars connections are not always mutual. Sometimes they are, but not always. Sometimes it's a one-way street. You're really attracted to the other person. They're not attracted to you because the connections have a direction to them. Sometimes. Some aren't. Some are mutual. So it'd be mutual, but not all. Okay? So Mars creates a sexual attraction. Neptune connection creates a strong romantic attraction. It creates a strong love attraction, which is actually more powerful than the Mars connection. Believe it or not, the Neptune, I was talking to my oldest son today. Yesterday, and he has a girlfriend that he hasn't seen in a year and a half. But they have a Neptune connection, and he literally can't stop thinking about her. And, you know, I've had that experience myself. You know, when you have a Neptune connection with somebody, it can be a love that you could never forget. So it's the most long-lasting of all the love connections. And that can create a really high attraction. It doesn't always, but it can. And it can contribute to that. The moon connection creates attraction also because there's such a compatibility there, and there's such a good feeling when you're together with somebody you have a moon connection with. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this. Not every single person you meet that you have a moon connection or even a Neptune connection or a Mars connection will you actually feel all these things. But generally, you will. You will. Now, if you're available for a relationship, and they are too, that attraction could end up with you guys being in a relationship. But it's very interesting, you know. the whole process of attraction, when it really comes right down to it, like with how we end up with the people that we end up with in a relationship, and we examine that attraction, we find that the more I study, the more I found that it's a completely unconscious process. Yeah. There's not like, there's not a thinking mind behind it going, oh, I should pick this kind of person because they're better for me, and I'll do better if I'm with this person or that kind of person. That's not how it works. It's not, you can try doing this, but even in spite of yourself, you'll end up with the person that's because of another factor, which I'll talk about in a minute. You can try to figure out who's the best person for you, but you will not necessarily be attracted to them and not necessarily want to be with them, because attraction comes from an unconscious place within us. It comes from a place that we don't understand. When I say we, I'm talking about our conscious mind doesn't get it. Now, you may be somewhat aware of yourself, and you may recognize this in yourself. You may say, wow, you know, why did I pick this person? And, you know, it's difficult. This relation's difficult. Or this relation's impossible, this relationship. Why would I choose that? You know, and the fact that you're asking that question means that there's something unconscious going on. There's an unconscious urge for a relationship, especially among people who are spiritually aware and have made a commitment to grow and work on themselves. And that urge comes from that desire to grow. It comes from a desire to be free. It comes from a benevolent higher power that wants to see each of us be free in our life, be freer. So people are drawn, I should say, we're drawn towards people in our life that will accelerate our potential, our growth, towards being free and open and unencumbered by limitations within ourselves. Those people happen to be the people that will activate the things that scare us the most, or the things that upset us often the most. That's what happens, okay? That's what happens in real life. This is where what we're really attracted to. We think we're attracted to, it's funny too, you know, we think that, oh, I only like this type of person. Like I have a client, he says, I only like blondes, you know. And, you know, I remember when I was young, I would only date women who had long hair. And I just figured out, you know, hey, that's me. I'm the kind of guy that just likes women with long hair, and usually dark hair, you know, black, dark hair. And then I met this woman, and I fell in love with her, and she had short hair, and it just completely blew that out of the water. So it has nothing to do with the physical part. You may think you've got it figured out. This is what I like. This is what I'm interested in. That's not how it works. We're just fooling ourselves to think that that's how it works. In truth, we're attracted to those people whom will mirror back to us things that we need to look at that we can't see, that will help us get in touch with the limitations that we place upon ourselves, the limitations in our life, everything. That's who we're most attracted to, and that's who we end up with in significant relationships. Okay? So, the cards can reflect to us after the fact what we chose and why we chose. That's what's so beautiful about the cards, is that you can use the cards and the connections between people to see, why did I choose this relationship? What's in it? Why? What's the energy I'm getting from it? What are they getting from it too? What's my partner getting from it? You can see that. But I don't think you're going to have a lot of success if you're trying to pick a relationship by using the cards up front. You can use it as a guideline. But when it comes right down to it, you're going to end up with the person that's perfect for you in terms of your spiritual growth every single time. Okay? Great. Okay, well, this is our first break, and when we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. We're going to look and see. I'll check my email when I'm off the air here, see if anybody got the question yet. If you're going to get a reading, now is the time to call in. On this break, we're going to listen to a song called Closer to You. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls after Closer to You.
Here I lay on my bed, yeah.
I think this contest question was too easy. Three people already got it on the email. Did I ask this question already? Is that why? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get right to our calls and see if somebody who calls in can get it, all right? First up is Kendra from Oakland. And her birthday, if I have it correctly, is 12/24, December 24th, 1979. Are you there, Kendra?
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Okay, sorry.
Okay, well, what?
You know, I'm actually happy that we're talking about attraction today. I've called, this is probably my third time calling, I'd say, in the past 2 years. And my question tonight is, I am a seven of hearts, and I've been involved with a man who is a seventh fade for the past 9 years, and we have two children now. It's been a fairly rocky relationship. And I don't know, it's like I'm very spiritual, and, you know, I've been studying the love cards for about 2 years now, and I just wished that we can come out with a happy ending, and I just wanted to know if you had any insight on our relationship and my attraction, because this is a man I just cannot stop thinking about. Like, even after battles that we have, it doesn't go away. And sometimes I wish it would, so I can stop going through these battles in my head and my emotions and my body overall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's, you know, on one hand, it's a really beautiful thing that you have found somebody like this that you feel that way about. You know, I mean, I'm not saying this is an easy relationship or something, but to have that kind of feeling for somebody is a very special thing. You understand?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often that somebody has that intense of a romantic feeling about somebody they're with, okay? So just starting out, that's true. Now, if you were listening to what I said earlier in the show, and I know you were, you know that now you've attracted somebody who's really the perfect person to hit all your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you found. You found somebody who absolutely, you know, he causes all of your fear things to come up at different times.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, sometimes when we look at our relationships, it's like a cosmic joke. It's like God's joke on us, you know. Because, you know, the way our partner can be the perfect, you know, button pusher for us, and we can be the perfect button pusher for them, it's almost like a joke. It's almost hysterical how perfect it is. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now both you and your partner are sevens, and not all sevens have this, but your two sevens in particular have this thing about control and controlling their partner. That's the issue that comes with those cards, you know what I mean? So I know that comes up for you guys big time, right?
A lot. That's
okay.
Yeah,
now, are you guys so. have you guys ever gotten any counseling?
No.
Okay. Well, it's gonna fail, okay? Without counseling, it's going to fail. You can plan on it. It's going to get to a point someday where you just, no matter how much you love him, you just can't take the pain anymore, and you'll have to let it go. Now, if you guys like to see this relationship go in a whole new direction, and it's possible that it could, get a counselor that can help you guys talk about what's going on, communicate what's happening between the two of you, And then there's possibility for something amazing to show up, because the love is there. But you guys need a lot of help with the communication. All right?
Okay.
So great having you on the show, Kendra. Thanks for calling in.
And thank you so much.
It's great to hear from you again. Have a great rest of your holiday season.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, that's a great example. I'm so glad you called it. You know, when you think about it, that is like what I was talking about. That's exactly what I was trying to illustrate. And it's not ever, it's not very often that you find somebody that you just, you love them so much, or you, they, the way they affect you, you just can't stay away from them. You can't ignore it. You can't, that's like a, such a gift, even though it might seem like a curse at the time. Okay, our next caller is Charles from Miami, and his birthday is April the 5th, 1977. Are you there, Charles?
I am, Robert. How you doing?
Good. Having you, great having you on the show tonight. What's up for you, Charles?
Thanks. I appreciate it. I am having, well, I have a question about employment.
Okay.
Just a quick question. I'm kind of undecided. My friend has given me a hookup on a job where I can make a lot of money selling insurance, but first I have to take the Florida State Board, and I can't bring myself to focus long enough to get through the entire book because it's kind of boring. It's life insurance, health insurance, and annuities. What, if any, can you give me advice on employment? Should I go this direction for the money? Because I've always been in sales, but that seems to be less gratifying now, but I still need money like we all do. So
yeah,
what do you think?
Well, I mean, there are things you could sell that aren't as boring as that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it doesn't have to be insurance, right? You have sales ability, and it's something that you do. I think you do it probably without even thinking about it, you know what I mean? But it doesn't even, it's not hard for you, I would imagine. Is that true?
Yeah, kind of selling is kind of easy. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's so easy, it's not even work for you. You know what I mean?
I'd almost rather do something more artistic, but I'm afraid, you know, you
okay,
can't really
okay,
get
credit well, that's
line
good.
Being
okay.
An artist.
Okay, good. So you know, you have art, you have artistic things too. So the key to success in art, guess what the key to success in art is? What's the difference between successful artists and unsuccessful artists? Do you know?
No idea.
Well, the successful ones can sell their art. Yeah, it's sales again. You know, of all things, it's sales. So you already have that part down. The Three of Spades is the card of not just the artist, but the card of the successful artist. Because Three of Spades not only can create art, but they can sell it. So that's what I was trying to get at earlier was, why don't you sell something you enjoy selling? Well, you would love selling your own art, right?
Yeah, I can promote anything.
Yeah.
That I'm passionate about.
So, you know, and selling your own art can be a lot of fun because you can travel and do all kinds of things. You don't, there's no restrictions, you know what I mean? It's not like a kind of a job that would tie you down and cause you to live in one place. You can do anything you want, right?
No, I love traveling, yeah.
Yeah. So there you have that. There's your answer right there. All you got to do is have the balls to just go for it. See?
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, if you don't take a risk at some point and try, you're going to always regret that you didn't try it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I brought the books. Can I ask you one more small question?
I don't know. We'll see how small it is. Go ahead.
All right. I brought the books, and at the end of my long-range card next year, it says that I'll be with some man of a spade suit, an artist probably who will have some major impact in my life. How much
that actually
on
means
that?
You. That actually means you. That card means you becoming an artist. If you want it to, that's what it means. Okay. See, the Six of Clubs is your Pluto card. That means finding your real life's work and your real life's purpose. And you know what it is. It's doing something you love, which you already know what that is. It's art. See? And it's challenging you. This is challenge. It's Pluto. But the result is you become an artist. The Jack of Spades is an artist too. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate
it. So hear what I'm saying. I'm telling you, this is it. This is what it is. You have to step into this right now. Stop messing around. Say, look, just tell all your friends, I'm an artist. Okay? That's what I'm doing. That's who I am.
That even sounds good when you say it.
Well, all you got to do is proclaim it, and it becomes real. See? I'm serious. Just tell everybody you know, hey, I've decided I'm going to be an artist. I'm an artist. And now you're an artist. Okay? All right, man. Great. Did you have the answer to our contest question tonight?
No clue.
Okay, good. Well, we have a lot of people who have it on the email, but I have a feeling a caller is going to call in and get it too. Thanks for being my guest tonight, Charles. Have a great night.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, good night. That was a great question, too, when you think about it. You know, look at his cards. He's got a six of clubs, Pluto, jack of spades resolve. Well, he is a spade. Jack of spades for a man can mean either being a salesman or an artist. And there he is. He wants to be an artist. It's all perfect. He's displacing the five of diamonds. Change. All right. Long range seven of diamonds. Worrying about money. Don't go for the job that just makes you money, Charles. You don't have to do that. Trust me. You need to overcome that thinking. Okay. Let's see. Next up, we have David from Carson City, Nevada, whose birthday is November the 12th. Coming up here on a birthday, 1935. Are you there, David?
I'm here.
How's it going?
Actually, it's 1945.
Oh, okay, well, great. I'm glad you clarified. And what's on your mind besides having New Year coming up?
Well, I am brand new at all of this. I'm doing your online course right now. I think I'm about halfway through it. Mm-hmm. I've read the Cards of Destiny book, and I am blown away by the general knowledge that I have at this point. My life has been filled with lots of nice successes and lots of challenges. I think that's pretty standard for the Jack of Clubs, the Eight of Clubs, the way I read it.
Sure.
I am also an artist. I am a novelist. I've been published 4 times. I have things optioned for movies, and I have a number in the pipeline to be published over the next couple of years. I'm just interested in finding out a little bit more about my birth card and, you know, anything that you can add beyond the general knowledge that I have so far.
Well, the two cards I would focus on the most in understanding you would be the Eight of Clubs and the Ten of Hearts. Okay. Because the Ten of Hearts, are you there?
I am.
Okay. The Ten of Hearts is one of your ruling cards, and the Queen of Diamonds is the other. But Scorpios tend to act out of the first one more, which in your case is the Ten of Hearts. So one thing I would suggest is that you study that Ten of Hearts as if it was your birth card.
Good.
Okay. You know, sit down and get to know that card a little bit. What are they like? Well, one thing I can tell you for sure is they're creative, you know. That's one thing about Ten of Hearts people. Well, Michael Jackson was a Ten of Hearts. Look how creative he was, you know, extremely creative. So there's a creative gift with that card for sure. Eight of Clubs is a person basically who lives by a set of fixed principles. They're born with a set of fixed principles that they never sway from. It's a unique choice when you think about it. It's a choice. You know, on a soul level, you choose, you say, well, I want to see what it's like to live an entire life by a certain set of beliefs about what is right and what is wrong. You follow?
Yes.
And you know,
that's the only card,
it's the only card in the deck that makes that kind of choice. See?
Hmm.
It's the only card in the deck that says, I want to see what it's like to live and just be so committed to this one set of beliefs and about how life is supposed to be. Like Robert Redford, he's another example of a great, you know, Eight of Clubs person, you know. You'll notice in his movies, he always plays a guy who's like standing up for some high principles, you know, in spite of all, you know, whatever's surrounding him, you know, whatever he's opposed by. Like that, you know. The downside, of course, is being so fixed. See? And, the fixed quality has a good and a bad to it, right?
Well, I started writing when I was 8 years old. Couldn't even make sentences, but I just had to do it.
You know, similarly, I was writing, you know, stories when I was in high school. Never thought I'd be an author. Never had an idea that would be my profession. It's just, well, you know, what I enjoy doing it, like you. You probably just enjoy doing it.
Well, I got diverted by a lot of life for a number of years, and have only been writing professionally for about 18 years now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you've done it successfully, which is quite good. So that's good. That's good stuff. So, you know, I mean, I see a good year coming for you, but you've already, as you know, you already have good things happening, so you don't really need the reading to tell you that.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff happening as we speak.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
Mm-hmm. So I would like to spend more time with you, but I only have limited time tonight and on every Monday night call. Just to kind of address one thing, and then you're welcome to call back again. We can talk some more. It's great talking to you, and I hope you have a great birthday this week on your birthday. Okay?
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Great talking to you.
Thanks for the information. Bye.
All right. Bye. Take care. Okay. Well, since we have so many callers, I think I'm not going to take another music break. We're just going to go right, keep staying on the phones here and see if we can plow through a couple more people. We have Tanya from West Palm Beach. Her birthday, she's a Taurus, April 27th, 1976. Are you there, Tanya? Maybe Tanya's got tired of waiting. How about Sarah from London? London? By the way, some of you who have written in have gotten the contest question. So nobody calls in and gets it. One of you, and the first one who actually wrote me with the answer, will get it. And that happens to be Claudia. Claudia, you were the first one to get the question right tonight. Boy, I tell you, though, there was one that was right at the same time. It was very close. So, Seth, do we have anybody on the phones?
Yes.
Oh, who am I speaking to?
Sarah.
Sarah from London.
Yes.
November 2nd, 1966.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show. You're our first caller from London.
Thank you. Yes, so I have a, my question was, as a five of diamonds, what is my connection card? Who, you know, as far as being, which cards do I attract?
Well, there's lots of cards that you could attract. You know, I happen to know somebody pretty well who's your birthday. And the unique, and I've talked about your birthday on the show before, because your birthday is one that has, actually, I talked about your card last week, I think, because you were the card for last week.
Ooh, I missed that.
But there's a conflict in, with people of your birthday between freedom and security.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, more than anything, will dictate your choices, you know? So sometimes you'll pick somebody who's unavailable, and then another time you'll pick somebody who's very available, and then you'll be the one that's kind of unavailable. You follow?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So who have you attracted? That's a bigger question.
Some bad ones.
How do you mean by when you say bad?
Not honest.
Dishonest.
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Jack of Club.
Yeah, well, Jack of Club, that's your Venus card. It's kind of hard to not pick the Venus card, you know. But you do have to know that Jack of Clubs aren't always honest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the benefit of having the system, understanding a little bit, is that you'll know when you meet somebody what you're getting involved in right away. You know, Jessica Simpson, I was talking about Nick Lachey earlier in the show, who's this young pop star. And he married Jessica Simpson. They had a TV show, a reality show based on their life. She's a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a five of diamonds, and he's a jack of clubs. Okay?
Wow.
And their whole life was on TV, you know. It was like, they were like a reality show. And I remember reading all the newspapers, and they would say, they were having all kinds of problems all the time, you know. And one of them was like, Nick Lachey and his lies.
Well, what about a six of diamonds?
A six of diamonds is not a liar, okay? Isn't that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah, and you'd be very compatible with a six of diamonds, but he would probably want to settle down, and you might have some trouble making commitment with him.
Okay.
The first step is for you to get clear about what it is you want. What kind of relationship do you really want? See? Because until then, you'll keep choosing people that just don't work out. Because you weren't really clear. Do you want to live with somebody? Do you just want to be friends? Do you want to have separate houses? You know, you got to get these things all cleared up. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you can sort of sit down and, like, list what exactly it is you want, then the person will show up very quickly. Okay? As a matter of fact, you're going to meet somebody soon, probably right after Christmas on a trip.
Yeah?
If you're available.
I will be available.
Okay. Well, take a little journey and watch what happens. Or if somebody invites you on a trip, you say yes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So
overview of the year.
Thank you so much for calling and being my guest tonight from London.
Thanks. What's a quick overview for the year?
Quick overview, well, you know, you're not going to settle down with one guy this year, okay? That's all I can tell you.
But that's bad.
No, that's not bad. That's just you.
Okay.
That's just you being Sarah, okay?
Mm, all
right. You can call again, Sarah. We're always here, okay?
Okay.
Take care. Okay, next up is Lauren from Atlanta, November 11th. Another Scorpio. November 11th, 1970. Are you there, Lauren?
I am.
And your birthday is in 2 days.
It is.
You must be getting excited.
I am.
Well, good. So what's on your mind? Did you want, like, just an overview for the coming year, or did you have a specific question?
An overview would be great for the coming year.
Okay, let me just take a look here. And are you single, married? What's going on?
I'm single, and I'm pretty sure I'm ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've made my list of things I want.
Okay, well, your birthday doesn't have trouble getting a relationship. You know that, right?
Well, I was married for a little over 18 years. And that ended officially a few months ago, but I've been, from my point of view, not in a relationship for about 2 years.
Well, if you're clear about what you want, like I talked to the person just earlier, if you're clear about what you want, you can have somebody right away. It's not even, you know, to be honest with you, you're not going to settle down with one person this year. And it's not even the most important thing going on in your life this year.
Okay.
It's a nice, fun aside. You know, it's a nice, fun thing that's going on, but it's not the most important thing.
Okay.
The most important thing, I think, is going to be like a spiritual thing for you. You know, opening up to some new understanding about life, maybe starting to live spiritual ideas that you've had in the past, spiritual principles, like changing your lifestyle to match what you believe in. You follow me?
Yep.
That's what I see as being the big prominent thing, because you have a Jack of Spades as your long-range card this year. All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what else? I mean, is there other things you're planning to do now that you're out of this marriage? What are you planning to do? What's your dream? What's your dream, if you have any?
Well, and that's kind of what I was hoping that would be something in the cards for this coming year, because it has been... Because the divorce took about 18 months, so it's been real sort of undecided and, you know, not able to make a lot of plans. Work has been going really well over the past couple months, but I've kind of learned, because the whole process has been kind of a spiritual transformation, so I learned a lot about letting go of expectations, trying to get better with going with the flow, and not being disappointed when plans don't come to fruition the way I thought they would.
Yeah. That's a Nine of Clubs lifetime issue, not being attached to your plans, okay? So
yeah.
That's something you can work on any year you want. The question this year is, are you living the life you really want to live on all levels? And that's the question I'd be asking myself.
Okay.
Are you living the life? Because now you have a chance to start over again. You have a chance to do something completely different if you want.
Yes.
Someone's going to force you. It's going to be all your choice. So the question is, what will you choose for yourself with that kind of freedom? See? What will you choose as a life for yourself?
Okay.
Kind of a heavy-duty question.
It is heavy, especially when you haven't even looked at it before.
So. Yeah, no, I get it. I get that. That's why you called tonight.
Yep, it is.
All right, so thank you for being my guest, and let's hear what's going on for you in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, have a great night.
Thanks.
Okay, we have, we have, we're not going to have time for everybody tonight, by the way, because we only have about 5 minutes before we have to end. So the next one on the list here is Mary from Missouri. And Mary is September 26, 1957. Are you there, Mary?
Yes.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you're the same birthday as my sister, Linda.
Yes.
Sweetheart, that she is. And you are in your critical year this year, so it's a blessed year. What's going on, and what are your questions?
I'm really just wanting to know an overview of the coming year, or possibly the end of the year.
Well, your year began in the cards here on your birthday, okay? So you are just getting going. You're in like the second or third month of your year here, okay?
Okay.
So are you married or single?
Single.
You have a boyfriend?
No, not right now.
Are you open to having a boyfriend?
I think, yeah.
Well, you know, just get clear about this, okay?
I know. After listening to your show, I'm starting to question myself on some of the things that I've heard. But I believe that I'm ready.
You know, God's always sending us what we want. He'll say, well, I'll come back later and check in with you. Just let me know. I'll stop by again and see if you want anything. Because you got love cards right now. Right now, Mary.
Really?
There could be a guy right around the corner who's looking at you and you just haven't noticed. So if I were you, I'd be looking around. I'd be paying attention. Okay, just be open.
Okay.
And see what you see, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see here. This is a blessed year. Good things will happen this year, I guarantee it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good things will happen. If you were given, like, get-out-of-jail-free card, like, that said, no matter what happened, it would all work out. What would you choose to do if somebody just said, look, don't worry, whatever you want, you can have it. I'm going to take care of the money, everything. What would you choose to do with your life? That's a good question. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be asking that, because this is like the most important year of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how good can you let it be? How many good things can you allow your life to have? Or how many limitations will you place upon it? See? That's how it works.
Okay.
In this most critical year of life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm making everybody think a lot tonight.
Yes, you are.
You know, and it's good because we all need to think a little bit more anyway. We need not, I don't mean thinking like, you know, getting caught up in problems and stuff, but just reflecting and going deeper within ourselves to find out what really is the answers for us, you know, what's really important to us. Those kind of things are really great to reflect on, you know. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things will bring us nothing but deeper, well, more connection to ourselves and eventually more happiness, okay?
Okay.
So look for love and be open to having the greatest life you can and see what shows up this year, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Great having you on the show, Mary. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, that ends our show. Tanya, we cannot be able to talk to you or Joe. I apologize, but you guys can call in next week. We're going to end our show. The answer to the contest question is, the Cancer card is the Four of Hearts. The Virgo card is the Four of Clubs. They're both fours. And we do have a winner, and I will be contacting her by email. It's Claudia. And there were two other people that got the answer, actually more than that, and I appreciate you guys. But the first one who emailed me was Claudia. All right? So we're going to listen to the Gayatri Mantra as we fade out. There's another show to follow shortly after this. And we have to quit a little earlier than usual, but thank you all for being here. We'll be back next week, same time, Monday night. Be there with Mr. Destiny. Good night.
Oh, Deyo yo na prachodaya.